A mouse wins a fight. Within minutes, testosterone floods its system. Brain cells swell to 8 times their normal size. The creature transforms, bolder, stronger, more aggressive. Now picture this, the exact same chemistry surging through a trader who just closed a massive deal, a politician who won an election, or an athlete standing on a podium. Success doesn't just feel good, it physically reconstructs your brain. And here's the unsettling part. That reconstruction can turn champions into tyrants, leaders into liars, and winners into their own worst enemies. The question isn't whether power changes us, it's whether we'll recognize the transformation before it's too late. Pablo Picasso's son spent his life as his father's chauffeur, dying at 54 in his shadow. 3 Getty generations battled heroin addiction despite billions. Family businesses passed to children see profitability drop at least 4%. If winning were genetic, why do extraordinary achievers' children so often crumble? The answer lies in mindset. Some children develop mastery orientation, believing effort determines outcomes and attacking harder challenges. Others develop helpless orientation, attributing results to fixed abilities and quitting when obstacles appear. Brain scans show fixed mindsets trigger stronger threat responses to failure and absorb less feedback. They fear trying because failure would shatter their smart identity. Successful parents often curse their children by hiding the ladder of their own hard work. Either ego demands they attribute success to genius rather than effort, or they genuinely believe achievements reflect divine gifts. Having a god for a parent becomes a prison. Children can't find moderately challenging goals when everything seems impossibly difficult compared to their parents' legacy. In Lake Tanganyika, a dull fish transforms into a vibrant, aggressive creature within hours of claiming vacant territory. Brain cells swell 8 times their size, releasing hormones that trigger complete physical transformation. This isn't evolution, it's environment. Brazilian soccer fans showed a 28% testosterone increase after their 1994 World Cup win, while Italian fans experienced a 27% decrease after losing. Winning triggers biochemical changes that reduce anxiety, increase aggression, and raise pain thresholds, creating the winner effect. Boxer Mike Tyson's promoter arranged easy victories before championship fights to chemically prime his brain. But this winner effect only occurs on home territory. The home field advantage is hormonal, not psychological. Soccer players show higher testosterone before home games, and students on home ground struck better deals in negotiations. Napoleon and Tsar Alexander even signed their treaty on a neutral raft to avoid this territorial power dynamic. Your body posture alters your brain chemistry. Adopt a high power pose for 1 minute and testosterone rises while cortisol drops. Slump into a low power pose and the opposite occurs. We don't just think our way into confidence, we embody it. Bill Clinton and Tony Blair's friendship fractured over Kosovo in 1999. Clinton, weakened by scandals and haunted by Somalia, hesitated on ground troops. Blair, emboldened by Northern Ireland peace talks, took an aggressive stance that upstaged the American president. Power had reshaped their brains. Blair created a steep hierarchy, silencing cabinet ministers and surrounding himself with yes-men. This produced the mum effect. Subordinates fear speaking up, allowing leaders to pursue dangerous courses unchallenged. Clinton's contentious cabinet forced him to consider multiple perspectives. Power creates an illusion of control even over random events. People primed to recall powerful moments become more likely to believe they can influence dice rolls. Blair scored extraordinarily high on control beliefs, despite leading a medium-sized country. When Blair met Bush at Camp David in September 2002, believing he could steer them in a sensible path, Bush had already decided to invade Iraq. Power narrows attention to goals while diminishing risk recognition. Our brains contain a natural balance. The left prefrontal cortex drives goal setting through dopamine, while the right scans for threats. Power unbalances this system. Leaders who relentlessly pursue goals without noticing warning signals eventually fail spectacularly. Oscar winners live 4 years longer than equally successful nominees, an improvement equivalent to curing all cancers. Multiple winners live 6 years longer. Nobel laureates outlive nominees by 1 to 2 years. This isn't about money. Nobel Prize values fluctuated dramatically across the 20th century, yet winners consistently outlived nominees regardless of amount. The key is social evaluative threat, the feeling others judge us as inferior. This shame response triggers powerful physiological reactions. Studies of HIV-infected men showed those particularly sensitive to social rejection experienced faster immune decline, developing AIDS, and dying about 2 years sooner than those less threatened by others' opinions. For actors and scientists constantly judged by their last performance, an Oscar or Nobel becomes permanent insurance against negative evaluation, a safety signal for self. Brain scans reveal people with stronger internal control beliefs produce less cortisol under stress and maintain healthier brain structures. The award neurologically shields winners from the stress of future judgment. Three auto CEOs flew separate jets to Washington seeking $25 billion in bailouts during the 2008 crisis. When questioned, their companies declared private jet travel non-negotiable, despite claiming near bankruptcy. A textbook example of power's blinding effect. Jeffrey Skilling, once America's second-best CEO, built Enron on gambling and deception. His rank-and-yank system branded the bottom 15% as failures regardless of performance, treating people as objects, classic power-induced empathy loss. The mechanism involves dopamine, the brain's common currency of desire. Financial trading triggers the same pathways as sexual pleasure, creating addictive rewards. Like cocaine hijacking the reward system, unchecked power creates tolerance, demanding ever higher levels for the same high. Research on women taking dopamine-enhancing drugs revealed disturbing brain changes. Losses triggered dopamine highs, while wins produced negative responses. Power can similarly scramble our reward processing. In Datcher Keltner's cookie experiment, randomly assigned bosses took extra cookies and ate messily. Power makes us poorer at reading emotions and inclined to see people as instruments. The danger? Power addiction feels indistinguishable from confidence until catastrophe strikes. Democracy wasn't invented for better decisions. It was designed to protect us from power's brain-altering effects. Elections, independent judiciaries, and free press prevent power holders from becoming neurologically deranged by power addiction. Without democratic constraints, even well-intentioned leaders risk the neural corruption that turned concentration camp guards into monsters. Those atrocities stemmed from unfettered power without legal restraints. Power-scrambled brains saw inmates as objects rather than people. Mass cruelty activates like a switch. Radio broadcasts triggered Rwandan genocide. There can be no benevolent dictator. Unfettered power damages brain functioning as reliably as any disease. Like any addiction, power-induced illness requires naming the problem first. Conduct regular power audits of your relationships, examining how you exercise authority. Teachers, managers, doctors, police, anyone with power must recognize warning signs, seeing others as instruments, growing contempt for subordinates, believing you control random events. Balance personal power, zero-sum competition, with socialized power, governed by moral standards. True winners recognize the isolated I can never truly win. Build scaffolding of accountability, democratic feedback, and moral principles before power rewires you beyond recognition. The greatest victory isn't conquering others, it's maintaining your humanity while holding power.